Elise Cherry is CEO of Boston Community Capital and is one of the few women running a major financial institution. She's an important voice for our LGBT community, so we thought we'd get her spin on our issues. Hi, Elise.
Hi, Charlotte.
Tell us about Boston Community Capital.
Sure. Well, so we are a community finance intermediary, which means that we finance lots of stuff that can help build healthy communities. So we finance affordable housing and lines of credit to nonprofits and healthcare centers and daycare centers and senior housing. We own lots of solar panels, which we have up primarily on the roofs of affordable housing developments, public buildings, and the Boston Food Bank. We have a couple of small venture funds that invest in double bottom line companies, that is, companies that can create good jobs and such, as well as a return to investors. And we have a big foreclosure relief undertaking. We started actually almost 30 years ago, and with a grand total of $3,500 and not enough common sense or gray hair to know that you couldn't do anything with $3,500. And so in our ignorance, we proceeded, and I'm pleased to say that we are closing in these days on $1 billion of assets under management.
How did you become involved?
I actually was part of the founding board way back in 1985. I was a young attorney at the time at Hale and Dorr, focused on our commercial real estate finance and development practice. And we were trying, Boston Community Capital, which in those days was known as Boston Community Loan Fund, was trying to set up an arrangement whereby people could lend money in, and then those dollars would be taken and lent out to projects in the neighborhoods. And, you know, I had a lot of friends who were on the board, and they came to me and said, well, you're the one who knows how to do this, so you have to join. And so I did.
What would you like to accomplish with your work?
Well, really, we're focused on income inequality, and we're really focused on helping to build healthy communities. We think that low-income and urban communities have exactly the same right to high-quality service that everyone else really takes for granted in some ways. And so what we try to do is to use all of the tools that have built wealth in this country and have built a strong middle class, and take those tools, particularly financial tools, and apply them to the challenges that low-income communities face.
What is your personal commitment to LGBT civil rights?
Well, that goes back a long way. I served on the GLAAD board for many years, Gay and Lesbian Advocates and Defenders, and chaired Mass Equality, actually, at the time when we finally got through the legislature in Massachusetts on the civil marriage issue. And for many, many years now, have really focused on organizing GLBT community on political matters. I mean, assuring that people who are running for office, either federal or state office, are consistent with our views.